from KQED.
A new study from UC Davis finds one out of every 10 residents in the state's main farm belts is at risk of drinking water contaminated with nitrates. As the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains, these colorless, odorless pollutants are linked to fertilizer and animal manure.
People in the tiny rural community of Tuleyville, on the edge of Tulare County's citrus groves, pay more for their tap water than people in most big cities. Yet residents like Eunice Martinez also have to pay for bottled drinking water.
Pouring water into my pitcher, pouring it out from a 5-gallon container, either in a coffee pot or in pans, get a little cup, brush our teeth that way. So it must be nice to be able to go to your tap and get water and just drink straight from your glass.
For years, Tuleyville residents have avoided drinking tap water here because it's polluted with nitrates. The contaminants have been linked to thyroid problems and some cancers, as well as blue baby syndrome, which cuts off oxygen to infants and developing fetuses. The UC Davis study examined both communities here in the Tulare Lake Basin of the Central Valley and the Salinas Valley. Groundwater hydrologist Thomas Harder found animal manure and fertilizer applied to cropland are the main culprits.
We have been putting nitrate into groundwater for over 50 years at an increasing rate. And even if we removed all the sources tomorrow, the nitrate that's already in groundwater will affect drinking water wells for many decades out.
We've known it's a serious problem. Now we have a better handle on the extent of that problem.
Jonathan Bishop is Chief Deputy Director at the State Water Board, which commissioned the study with direction from the legislature. The report estimates fixing drinking water systems in the Salinas and Tulare Lake basins alone could cost up to $35 million a year for decades to come. When it comes to preventing the pollution, Bishop says regulators have an enforcement challenge. Unlike a chemical spill, nitrates are hard to track as they leach into the groundwater.
We're not going to go out and stop people from applying fertilizer to the farms in California. That would end agriculture in California.
Nitrogen is an essential component of fertilizer, but regulators are trying out measures requiring farmers to use less. The Central Coast Regional Water Board is also considering rules that would penalize individual farmers for polluting the water. Agricultural groups want to hire their own third-party auditors to survey clusters of farms and protect the anonymity of individual growers. Abby Taylor Silva is with the Central Coast Growers Shipping Association.
Farmers do not operate in a totally controlled environment. There's water coming from a number of different places. It could be rainwater. It could be water coming from your neighbor's field that's contributing to the water on your ranch.
The regional board votes Thursday on the new rules, which would affect farmers in 9 counties along the Central Coast. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.